Thanks for tuning in to Audio Mo Day 17. It's actually June 18th today, doing yesterday's recording. A day late, better late than never. This is Ivan Fetch, and I'm Ivan Fetch on Twitter, IvanFetch. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about two things. One is every day should be like a weekend, and the second is appreciating friends. They're kind of different, but the every day should be a weekend thing is a nice thing to aspire to. I certainly don't always make it happen. It's the sentiment that your weekends shouldn't be the days when you're doing the stuff that you really want to do, having fun, having flexibility, and generally enjoying yourself. It can be pretty common for the work week to be when all the toil happens, and everybody looks forward to Friday and the weekend, and what are you going to do for your weekend, and what did you do during your last weekend? Dovetailing off of things I talked about in Audio Mode Day 12, energy levels and biorhythms, doing things at the right time of day for you, when you're most suited to be doing that work or those activities, also connects in with don't put all your fun into your weekend. You don't tend to work as much on a weekend, and so that's a different dynamic. There are also certain things that are only going on Saturdays and Sundays. People aren't likely to plan some sort of festival in the middle of the week because they know they're likely to get more attendance on a weekend. Still, you can stay up a little late, have a little extra fun on your weekdays, and keeping that balance in life makes the weekends a little less supercharged, a little less unrealistic potential energy, and helps keep everything a little more smoothed out and a little more fun all the time. I mean, a little more fun all the time, yeah! What I'm talking about here is a mix of attitude and actually doing things slightly differently. A lot of it, I think, is attitude. The doing things part is not necessarily going and doing major stuff during the week, but little things. For us, that tends to be happy hour, having some meals out, planning something with friends, going and hearing some live music, or maybe seeing a movie. We don't tend to do those last two very often, but they're in the list. The second thing I'm going to talk about is just appreciation of friends. I've been thinking lately about the friends I have and how I appreciate them, and they are a compliment to my personality and how our lives connect together. You usually have some things that you connect with your friends on and other things that your friends bring to the table that are an expander for you, a new perspective, a new idea, a new way of doing things. I'm also excited about our future travels. My wife and I are going to travel the U.S. while we continue to work remotely, and there's a lot of opportunity to meet new folks. Some of them are people on the internet that I somewhat know through Twitter. Some of them are people that we don't know about yet that we'll run into along the way. So thank you, friends, for being in my life, and I appreciate having you. I hope everybody has a good upcoming weekend, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.